Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
I forgot there was an intro there. Sorry about that. I also forgot that I had a show today. I was busy with a client over the phone, so I apologize for missing your calls. I'm sure I had callers that I missed. Let's see. So I'm going to skip reading the description in the description box under the video. You can just read that yourself if you have time for that. And there is a caller that's waiting in line from the 52 area code, 520 area code. I'm going to take your call now.
Hi.
Hi, I'm really sorry about the long wait. How are you doing?
Oh, no. That's okay. I was just buried under work here, and I was just, I didn't look at the time. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. I completely forgot about the show. It's so bad. But go ahead. What is your name and your question?
Okay. My name is Lisa. And my question is, do you see Ellen calling?
Do I see who Aaron calling?
Yeah, calling me. Thank you.
Okay, I can just, that's a yes or no question, so I can answer that with the pendulum.
Thank you.
Okay, so will he be calling her soon, yes or no? It's saying yes to soon. Let's see. Will he be calling her within a week? Yes or no? So it's saying yes, that he'll be calling you within a week. And what I'm getting is actually probably sooner, within like 3 days. It's about 3 days.
Wow. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you have any other questions?
Well, I'm supposed to be selling my house. I've got an offer on it. And I will be leaving the area. Do you see me moving out of town, relocating?
Okay.
That's in August. It's the end of August. Is when that will happen.
Okay. Will she be relocating at the end of August? Yes or no? It's saying yes. You will be relocating at the end of August.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions?
Will it be a hardship? Because I was trying to live in town. I share a house, ownership of another house with someone, and I thought, I've been trying to arrange that I would stay there for a period of time, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen.
Okay, so let's see. I'll just ask, will it be a hardship? There will be some challenges that you face with this. Some obstacle to overcome.
Okay.
I'm seeing like, because you're trying to move into a house, right?
No, I don't know what I want to do, actually.
I was seeing a house that requires lots of work on it, like maybe with the plumbing and...
Oh, you're good. You're good. I see what you're saying. I'm sorry. I see what you're saying. The house that I own with somebody else, they live there now. And you're right about that. It does need a lot of work. Yes, it does.
Yeah,
yes,
definitely.
It does. But that's okay.
Other...
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm happy. I mean, you know... I mean, it's okay. It's just okay right now for that. But I'm not sure. Oh, dear. The person that lives there, it's kind of complicated because I want to have, like, a little section of the house for myself. I mean, just, like, one room. And I want them to move to the other room. And I said, we can make this work. You know, I could fix it up for you. They're a lot older than I am. And but they're kind of resistant to it. And so I'm not going to fight that one. You know, I'm not going to fight that battle if it's too, you know, if it's not easygoing situation. It's not worth having a conflict over it. Just not worth it.
Yeah,
I think
you're right about that.
Yeah, so that's unfortunate. You know, there's still time, and I thought maybe they would become agreeable, but. And if they don't, I've got other options. I mean, I have a lot of, you know, hey, I'll live in my car. No, I'm joking.
Oh.
I'm joking.
You know, I'm not seeing that they're really going to become agreeable. It seems like this person's pretty set in their ways.
Yeah, you're right about that. There are a lot of other things I could do. A lot. So we'll just see. We'll play it by ear. There's someone I talked to today, right now, a little bit ago. She has a space. It's a real nice place. And someone suggested I give them a call, and I did, to look at what I could do, you know, if that could be arranged for me to stay there in a temporary kind of fashion. And she was telling me some options, and we're supposed to get back together on Monday on the phone and talk. And her name is Mary. Mary is your name. And I don't know, by the sound of it, I would love to stay there for a long time. It's very peaceful.
Well,
and
what I got initially about Mary was that she's very nice. But she can be very nosy.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I got, that she might kind of butt her nose into your business when you're not wanting her to. So that might become a problem in the long run. But, yeah,
okay.
Temporarily, I could see it working out, maybe temporarily.
Yeah. Well, so far we're talking maybe 12 nights staying there at a point where I would be out of my house. And she said possibly 24 nights, possibly. So do you see 12 nights or do you see 24 nights?
I'm seeing 12.
Okay. Yeah, and who knows, I haven't stayed there. It's just really nice. I drive by it, and it's super-duper nice. It's quiet, and I just love the sound of it. So, you know, maybe I decide
that
like I've had enough.
I'm seeing, like, a tree with flowers on it.
Oh, God,
the,
yeah. They have a lot of that there. They have water, and it's really sweet. I mean, I've just driven past it. I've never actually stayed. And they're set up in such a way where it's more of a, it's not for commercial consumerism. You know, it's not like just anyone off the street, you know, can go there. Mm-hmm. So anyway.
It feels very zen. That's the word I get, is zen.
Yes, exactly. You got it. I have a lot of different options, you know, I could look at. I just have to put the power of my brain to think about this, you know, what I can do in the time being until I get a direction. But you've been very helpful. Thank you. This is the first time I've spoken with you. I've seen you but on Blog Talk, but you're very popular.
I'm popular?
Yeah, to get in. Well, I couldn't get in before. I couldn't get in before.
Okay.
It's okay.
Well,
it's
I'm
right.
glad you were able to get in tonight. I think I've had probably had several drop callers today because I was got in late, but I'm glad I could take your call and provide some insight.
Oh.
I'm going to have to move
too.
On to the next caller, but thank you for calling.
Thank you. Can I listen? Can I listen?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Thank
I'll put you on to listen.
Oh.
All right. You take and next caller is calling from the 347 area code. I'm taking your call now.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who's calling and what is your question for me?
My name's Kanika, and I'm calling to ask if you see a job change or me moving anytime soon.
Okay, let's focus on one thing at a time. So let's focus on the job first. Okay, so let's see. I'm trying to tune in. One second. Okay, so what I'm seeing is it looks like winter out. So it's going to be in like one of, I don't know, like December, January. I'm getting around that time that there will be like a job change. And I'm seeing too like possibly moving and that there's going to be like a longer commute from where you live to your job or where you're going to be living to your job. And that might be a bit of a strain on you, but I think it's definitely something that you can tolerate. And let's see. I did see like a computer screen, so this could possibly indicate that you work, spend a lot of hours working on, like, on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
Is that accurate, or?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, right now I do.
Okay. So that's what I was seeing. And it's likely to be, I'm getting the word similar, so it's likely to be a similar kind of career path or job that where you will be working on the computer a lot.
Hmm. And do you see anything about a move for me?
A move, yes. I did mention that you will be moving and getting a new job. So as far as to where you'll be moving, it seems like it's out of state. I don't know if that's something that you'd want to do.
Yeah,
but
it definitely moves to Florida.
Okay. I'm also seeing like a desert landscape, so maybe a southwest area, even Arizona or somewhere around there, New Mexico, whatever around that area would be a positive option for you as well. Like they're saying, a spirit is saying that you have options. It's not just one thing set in stone. Like you have several options. They're going to present themselves to you soon, and you'll have about 2 to 3 different options of where you could move to in a few options of where you can work. But like I was saying, when you do move out of state, your commute from your new job to home is going to be a longer distance than what you're used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like you'll probably be living out of the city, just out of the city.
Mm.
Because I'm seeing a lot of land, and not too many other people around. So it looks like this place is going to be affordable for you. So
you got to take
the bad, or I wouldn't call it bad, but you got to take, they're saying take it with a grain of salt, whatever that means. I'll just kind of go with the flow, and anything that might be a little bit of a nuisance is just going to be, is something that you're going to be able to tolerate, like the commute from work to home, mm-hmm. back and forth. And I'm getting to that. Yeah, it sounds like, definitely sounds like a really positive move for you, and like it's going to help to elevate you spiritually too.
I love that.
And yeah, it definitely seems like you've been working on yourself spiritually, and you're trying to ascend and spiritually, and it looks like that's going to happen for you. And I also
that's
see
great.
A break, you know. It's a symbol that I get usually for the end of something or like a breakup. So I don't, maybe you're getting out of a relationship or something has recently ended in your life. And you're
I'll tell you about it. You can tell me what you see with. I said I'll tell you about him. You can tell me what you see. There was someone I was involved with, and he came back, and his name is Frank, and he came back like in the beginning of the summer, and I want real relationship, you know, or kind of like nothing, because I don't want to get back into the relationship that we had, which was kind of just like a hookup thing, and he knows how I feel, yet he still came back. So in the beginning of the summer, I heard from him. And now I haven't heard from him in a while. I didn't know if it was just done or if we are ever going to be like, if he's going to come back and we're going to be like in a real committed, honest, long-lasting like relationship, like something good or not. I don't know what he's doing. I haven't heard from him in a while, you know. So.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be coming back into your life, but it's going to be very short-lived because he's not on the same page with you. He's going to repeat old behaviors, old patterns, and just do the same thing. So it's going to be short-lived because he can't give you what you're looking for.
Is it because he's involved with other people?
No, I'm really not seeing anybody else. It just seems like he's just not on the same level as you. He can't commit, you know. He just wants a kind of like a friend with benefits type situation. And that sounds like that's not what you're looking for. And it looks like you will meet someone when you do move that is very tall, at least 6 feet, and has really dark hair. So he looks... I can't really determine if he's Caucasian or Hispanic, but either way, he's very light complexion, but still like an olive complexion. He's very
mm-hmm.
handsome.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I hear the name Benjamin, so...
You know,
that could be his name. I'm, and this is in the future, so that could definitely be his name. I'm not the best with names, though, but I hear the name Benjamin. But on the other hand, that could also mean that you're going to be, like, raking in the Benjamin, you know, like making a lot more money.
Yeah.
So it could definitely mean that you're going to be, like, making a lot more money. Too.
In high school, when I first moved to Long Island, I met my high school boyfriend. I met his best friend first before I met him. They all had seen me, and we were all like drunk one night when I was like 15. And his best friend's name was Ben, which was Benjamin. And I kissed his best friend on the cheek that night. And then he went and told him about it, and then and me and him got together, my boyfriend that I had all through high school. And he was Greek, and he had olive skin and dark hair. So I don't mind that. And Frank is Italian. And that's really sad that he is not serious. He can't, he's not going to be serious, because I thought by now he would have wised up and gotten serious, you know, for him to come back. So that's really sad.
But have you thought about reconnecting with Ben?
No, because I was really involved with Ryan. You know, I was 15, and me and Ryan, his best friend, me and him were together from 15 years
okay,
old
well,
to like 20, 25.
It's possible that I could have misread that. So he, it's definitely something about this Ben guy that their spirit, because spirit, they say things like a few words at a time, and that's what they said. They said Benjamin. So I definitely think that's something that you should look into, whether that you don't have to reconnect with them, but look and see if there's any unresolved kind of issues surrounding him or that situation.
Wow, okay. He was like, he was part of our friendship group. He was a best friend to my boyfriend. He was really sweet. He was like, more like a good friend. He was very pale. He was Irish. He had red hair. And he's a really sweet person, like all my friends were when I had friends. But I think that he's in the city, in Manhattan, with my ex-boyfriend, all of them. So I hope he's okay. I'm pretty sure he's okay. Because him and my ex were like best friends since they were like little kids.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know if he felt, if he thinks anything of me or anything, because I'm sure Ryan is taking care of him. But
I
hope
he's
okay.
He does sometimes. You know, everybody is okay, so don't worry about that. But I think he does think about you from time to time.
Yeah, but they were really sweet to me. They were special. He was special. So was Ryan. And they made me feel really like a big deal when I first came about, and they welcomed me. You know, like we were instantly like friends for life, all of us, my boyfriend and his group of friends. So.
And I'm getting, too, that's confirmation that from spirit, because I like to provide some evidence to people that I'm really connecting. So that is a way of spirit to say that I'm actually connecting. So I just try to provide evidence for people. But thank you for calling. And I do have to get on to the next caller, but I want to thank you for calling. And I can put you on hold to listen if you like.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks. You take care. All right, and the last caller for tonight is calling from the 914 area code, and there's about 16 minutes left to the show. So 914, I'm taking a call now.
Hi, my name is Maria. I call from Maria's Kawaii.
Hi, Maria. How can I help you? What is your question?
Yes, the question is, I got away from a settlement, and they told him I was getting the end of this month. I said, see, I'm going to travel to go in Italy to buy property.
I want to apologize, but I can't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude, but I'm going to put you on hold to listen to the show. I think you said your name is Maria. If you could go to the link underneath the video or go to the link in the description box under the show and click on the link to Facebook. It's the Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana page. And send me a written message there. And it'll go to my phone and I'll get that. So send me a written message there, and then I can respond to you via chat. But unfortunately, I couldn't make out what you were saying on air, so I really do apologize for that, and I'm not trying to be rude. There are about 14 minutes to the show, so initially, this was supposed to be a psychic mini crystal ball reading show for everybody, but people had more specific questions today, so I more so lean towards the pendulum and my own intuition. But I'm going to give a general reading today, a crystal ball reading, and this is just, I'm just throwing out there whatever comes to me as far as symbols go. And I'm looking for a symbol, and right away what I got was a broken heart. So I've noticed this a lot with people. There's a lot of people out there with broken hearts, and this is just like Spirit's way of recognizing that you have that broken heart. And they encourage all of you who have ever had a broken heart to learn how to heal yourself. They say, they are saying, heal thyself. So I know it sounds like a simple answer to this, but I often suggest that people go to YouTube and look up self-healing videos, like Reiki and energetic healing that you could do on yourself for like your heart chakra, to heal your heart chakra and release, you know, like what no longer serves you and that pain and that trauma from the past. So there are so many free videos out there and something you could do on your own free time. And I really suggest that. I'm also going to start incorporating those healing, chakra healing, energetic healing over the air for free and offering those services to people as well. But it is, there's 11 minutes to the show. And I'm going to sign off. Sorry that to everybody, my energy has been scattered today. And I'm not feeling the best, so I'm going to have to sign off now. But I will be back on again sometime next week. All right, everybody, you take care and have a blessed evening.